I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I just saw the most amazing Disney pin.
A what?
Said childless millennial. That was a big ass button you could wear on our Disney trip.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love Etsy so hard.
So for
I want to wear one just for principle.
So those of you who don't understand the reference, there was a woman who went on a rant about how like childless millennials at Disney World should get nothing. That like they don't. Like
they don't deserve to be there.
That they don't deserve to be there. They shouldn't get fast passes. They shouldn't get to do any of the things because they...
Her and her bratty kid are more important and deserve to be at the front of the line.
Right.
I'm sorry, cunt. I go to Disney without my kid. I've actually been to Disney more often the last 5 years without my kid than I have with.
I mean, she's only been to Disneyland the one right. time.
But I've been three other times. And even when I post that on Facebook... People have been like, oh, you went without your kid? And I was like, fuck yeah, I did. Have you ever taken a child to Disney World? It fucking sucks.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Of course I went to Disney without my kid. Duh.
I'm pretty sure the first time we did a Disney World trip, we were there for a week and we went to the park 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we stayed in Kissimmee and we like swam at the pool most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm like 90% certain that we only went 3 days.
Well, we lived in Florida, so we would leave at 7 a.m. where we lived, drive up to arrive by 9, then we'd drive home at 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, we were broke bitches, so we were that quintessential, you know, lower middle class family that saved $500 over the course of a year to take their family to Disney World for a day. And I'll be damned if my parents were like, we're fucking leaving early, because we weren't.
Nope.
We're staying from opening to close, and you're going to love every goddamn second of it.
My mom was also really smart. She always did the, like, middle of the day breaks, you know? Like, when we stayed on property, it would get, like, 1:30, and she'd be like, okay, guys, we're going back to the hotel now to swim. Like,
yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. That's what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, but, like, you can't do that.
Yeah, we didn't have that choice. It was country jamboree at 1 p.m.
That's why you go there, because of air conditioning.
And you sat for 10 minutes.
That's right. You sat through the show.
That was our break. Oh, and while we're at it, Pirates of the Caribbean, because that's another 10 minutes sitting in air conditioning.
That's right. I really do. I want that. Childless millennial.
I kind of want it too.
Does it get me to the front of the line?
Right? Is that our automatic fast pass? That should be Disney's new fast pass.
Oh, you are? Oh, go ahead of all these people with children.
Right?
Go ahead of all these families.
The singleton line. Singles over here. People do that, right? Don't they do that? Don't they have like a single line?
They have single rider lines.
And which we could just do and get split up on the ride to get on it faster.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't care about the pictures.
Right. Maybe we should consider that for some of the roller coasters.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
Okay, so it turns out, I feel really bummed about this. I didn't tell you this. I'm like, God damn it. So there's this dance party that is held in Ann Arbor. It started in East Quad when I lived in East Quad in 2001. Okay. And it's called The Bang. And they held it every single month at the Blind Pig on a Saturday. And then it just sort of tapered off. And like every so often they would have one. And their Halloween bangs were really popular, and so same with the Love Bang in February. Mm-hmm. Well, they are doing, on the day that we are gone in Florida, they are doing the Bang Let Must Die, and it is the last
bang
one
ever.
Aww. Yeah, but they announced it after we booked our trip.
Right.
So I'm missing the last bang ever, which is a bummer.
That is a bummer.
But whatever, what you gonna do about it?
Right.
I mean, I sort of had accepted that the bang was dead. The last one I went to, like, almost nobody was at just because they didn't keep it up. You know, uh-huh. Like, it would sell out. Like, it would be going down the street, the line at the Blind Pig, and you would have to wait for people to leave to get in.
Yeah.
You know? I had that happen once at a Love Bang because the people who were driving me took too long to pick me up. And I'm like, we gotta go. Like, they did not understand the seriousness of it.
Right.
And then they got there and saw that, and they were like, we're gonna go elsewhere. Like, the people who I waited for to pick me up drove me into Ann Arbor. This is when I lived at Delwood House. And then decided to go to a different place. And then I couldn't get a hold of them. So what did I do, Shannon?
Did you walk home from the blind pig?
I walked home from the Jesus blind Christ. Pig.
That's like 4 miles.
In February.
Ugh. Not, this is way before Uber, too.
Not like, and I was wearing like
slip-ons.
I was wearing capri leggings. And, but I was wearing capri leggings. Capri leggings and, Chuck Taylors. And I walked
Maggie.
Home.
There are taxis that exist, even before Uber, and public transportation in Ann Arbor.
It doesn't go that late.
It doesn't?
No, I would have had to take a taxi, and I was just like, I mean, I wouldn't pay for parking at that point in my life, you know? I was just like, nope, I'm going. I'm gonna walk. I called them like 20 times. Nobody picked up. Isn't that a shitty thing to do to a person?
Yes.
Yeah, those people sucked.
Our friend Shane had to walk home from Wentmore Lake once to Brighton. By where my parents live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
From M36, I believe.
Holy shit.
There was a bar there. And his ex was just like, bah, Felicia.
Oh, my God.
You can walk your ass home. And he walked from M36 all the way over by my parents' house.
The bangs always had themes. So, like, on the seventh year one, it was a 007 bang.
Nice.
Yeah. And everybody was, like, dressed like spies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And spies.
Oh, yeah. Always sluts. There was always a back-to-school bang. And I had met this guy at the club, like, 2 weeks prior and made out with him and then never heard from him again. Oh, and he came to my house once. We didn't do it. We just made out. And then I saw him at the bang, and he was making out with someone else, and I was just like,
And then because he's an equal opportunity banger.
He was, but it still made me sad because I'd had a fun time with him, and things had seemed to go really well until they didn't, and I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, I did not understand what happened. And then this guy not wearing pants at the bang hung out with me and danced with me. It was the back to school bang, and he was wearing little bikini underwear and knee high socks and lace up shoes and a dress shirt and tie and a backpack.
Almost naked guy.
Yeah, just pantsless guy. So nice. Yeah, that was like,
I appreciate that.
I did too. He really made me feel better. He made my night better. So that was, you know, but that was what the bang was like. It was a wild, weird, wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yep.
So over the weekend, I was in Atlanta. Hey.
You're in Hotlanta?
That's not how they say that there. I about died. I'm so glad I saw that sign again because I could not get my phone out fast enough to get it on the escalator down.
What did it say?
It says, we don't call it Hotlanta. You're welcome. It was just an ad.
Yeah, that is.
Like a hotel company.
That is really funny.
But yeah, I went down to Atlanta for the weekend for the Red Clay Comedy Festival and saw one of my good friends, Zoe, and we had a really good time. So I saw Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel and a science comedy podcast. That was a lot of fun. And I took a postcard to the Pen Pals podcast and read it on the air. So I'm going to be on their podcast this week. And they loved my postcard so much about Swerve, about my summer weapons retreat, that they wanted more information about it.
That's amazing.
So we could have two LA comedians coming out to Michigan, little Michigan this summer.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I doubt it, but that would be really amazing.
Yeah.
Even if their little producer, Noah, came, that'd be a lot of fun. So, but yeah, it was a good time.
That is a good time.
While I was there, I got my friend hooked on The Good Place.
Yeah.
And she kind of streams illegally from an island in the middle of the Pacific.
Cool.
And while we're watching it, all these extra scenes started popping up. I was like, I've never seen that. I've never seen that. And I started texting you some of them.
Yes, you did. I was envious.
One of the funnier ones is... some of them were just kind of extended from what we already knew. So when Michael's walking with Eleanor, telling her about all the people, all the awesome people in the bad place, he says, Walt Disney's there. Oh, really? He's like, yeah. He's stuck forever on It's a Small World in a boat full of children that he can't get off of. It's amazing. And I about died. Fell out of my seat.
Really funny.
And then at the party scene, there's a scene totally cut out that we've never seen before where Eleanor walks away from Chidi drinking and she runs into Janet in an alcove. She's like, Janet, I've had 8 of these. How come I'm not drunk yet? And Janet tells her, oh, that they're not alcoholic right now. You have to will it to be. Just think real hard. And she was like, okay, I got it. And so she just thanked real hard. And all of a sudden, all her wine was alcoholic. And that's when Eleanor got drunk. And in the morning when she woke up, she goes, 40 glasses of wine and no hangover? This place rocks.
Right.
So those were all like little tidbits we'd never seen before. So there were quite a lot in that first season.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then when we started season 2, the streaming service picked up the season 2 stream from an international Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it was back to regular things I have seen.
Man, but I'm so envious that you got to see all those extended ones.
I don't know if there's extended versions on NBC.com.
They talk about it on the podcast sometimes, that they have extended versions.
Right. But I've never, those have not run on Hulu, and those aren't on Netflix.
No, they're not.
So there were all these little quips and extra scenes that I'd never seen before. So I was enjoying that.
I watched The Good Place with my date the other night.
Yeah.
It was our third date. And we kissed for the first time.
Ooh.
And it was so bad.
Oh, no.
It was so bad that I was like, I'm so sorry. I have to leave. My cat is out of food.
You did? What? Oh, my God, Maggie.
That wasn't untrue.
That is the worst excuse.
My dad had texted
you
me.
You might as well just have said, oh, my God. You're the worst kisser ever. I have to leave.
I mean, I should have. But.
Or at least you could have been like, oh my God, we have to work on this.
I didn't feel like it. It was too much. It was too bad. I didn't want to.
How old is he?
Like 25. Like way too old for that.
That means no one's ever taken the time to teach him how to make
sweet
it out.
Sweet Jesus.
I think this is your mission.
No.
You need to take on for humanity.
No.
Need to train him upright.
No.
Well, at least get him a hooker then who can teach him.
Oh, maybe that.
You can start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, he's just
help brilliant. Me get a hooker for my boyfriend so he can learn how to kiss and do other things.
It was so slobbery. It was so much tongue. It was so forceful. I was like, ugh. Ugh. I kept on thinking, how long do I have to tolerate this? And that one was when I was like, no longer.
No longer. No longer. Oh, my gosh. I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. Sorry. My cat needs food. I have to go. Bye.
My dad had texted me earlier and been like, Sid's out of food and won't stop meowing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a total lie. It was just like, it's getting late. This is terrible. I need to pick up cat food and I want to be home. But I didn't say that.
So no fourth date?
Oh my God, no. You're not the first person to be like, you should coach him. But you don't understand how really bad it was. You don't understand how bad it was.
I can imagine. I've kissed some pretty sloppy people.
I mean, it's just because I can't think of it. But I don't know when it's been more terrible in my life.
I feel like you should throw him a bone.
I just
She's just like, nope. I ain't got time for that shit.
That's really how I feel. I ain't got time for that
ain't
shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Somebody else has time for that. I don't. I don't have time for that.
The only people who have time for that are people who don't know what they're doing either.
Well, then they can figure it out together. Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Aw, that's sad.
It is
you
sad.
You had such a good time with him.
I know. I know.
You should think about it.
No, thank you.
Sit on that.
Okay, maybe.
Sit on that.
Just really not awesome.
Yeah.
It's really...
I was listening to last week's podcast, and when we were talking about the sex education TV show, I caught myself calling the black British actor an African American. So I'm an asshole.
I didn't even notice at the time.
Sometimes you have caught me in the past saying that.
Have I?
Yeah. That's not true, Shannon. He's not American. He's British.
That sounds like me. Yeah. I just didn't notice it this time.
No, I just kind of said it. And you're like, uh-huh. Because I was telling you new information, so...
I know, I was listening to the story.
Right. You don't know if that actor isn't American or not.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He might have been.
But when I call someone who is clearly of African descent, African American, even though they're British...
Right. Yes.
You have called me out.
It's because I'm very smart. Anyway. British people think we're so dumb when we do that too. Yeah. Like there was a podcast that I listened to where the woman did that. And she was talking about doing a study abroad in Europe and writing a paper and saying African American, and her professor like called her in to talk to her about it to be like, "We're in England. Nobody here's American. You fucking idiot."
What do I say then? Black. You're allowed to say black. Yeah.
I have a new podcast.
We're equal opportunity enslavers in England, so there's no shame here.
I have a new podcast obsession. You know how I go on things.
Mm-hmm.
So my newest one is called Wedway Radio. It is WED for Walter.
I'm going to send you that science one.
Yes, please do. Walter Elias Disney. And I just keep going through and just doing the history ones. Like, they talked all about the health pavilion, that doesn't exist anymore, the Wonders of Life pavilion, and like how nobody knew where it was, and so nobody went to it. And that's true, that happened. And like they just do really cool things. This one I knew. They talked about the history of Dinoland and the whole story of Dinoland USA in Animal Kingdom, which because I worked in Animal Kingdom, I actually did know that one, but that's the thing that a lot of people don't know. And they like talked about all of these little like things in there, and it just is really cool. It's just like history of the stuff. So that's my newest one. I had been listening to a vacation planning one before, but now I'm listening to a history one. And I think
so you can give us tours, official tours?
Yeah.
Fun fact, maybe you should cosplay
Janet. Janet is me.
During your Disney trip.
Janet.
I think you need to wear a Janet costume with Mickey ears.
Janet is me.
All right.
Fun fact.
Walt Disney was a racist.
Walt Disney is in the bad place. Being tortured on It's a Small World.
Anyway.
I really love Fun Fact Janet is Me. That's one of my favorites.
Right?
Fun fact, Janet is me.
Is me.
I just love that. It really brings me joy.
When she hits on Chi, it was amazing.
It's a great hat.
Hey, that's a great hat. Yeah. She's like, hey, big boy.
I look even better on my floor. What is going on? I had another thought, and I don't remember what it was. I know why I'm tired all the time now. My doctor called me on Sunday morning and was like, I wanted to call you 3 hours ago at 7:30. Making me go, what?
Because I'm an asshole and I'm up that early. I've been up since 5:30.
Well, that was when she found out that I have a severe B12 deficiency, which can give you, like, nerve system issues and also makes you tired all the time.
It makes you anemic, too, right?
Yes.
So low iron.
But exhausted.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, now you know what it's like to be pregnant for the first 15 weeks.
Guess what? There might be a day that I'm not tired. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Right? In about 15 weeks, you won't be tired.
That would be great. When I'm done with my first trimester.
Well, Like, legit, you hit that mark, and then all of a sudden you had all this energy.
All right.
I'm not sleeping 12 hours a day anymore. Woo! Woo! The hard part's over.
So, I want to get a droid when we're at Disney.
I know.
And
we're really sorry, everyone. This will shortly stop becoming the Disney podcast.
No.
As we head into November.
Disney podcasts are very popular.
Better, maybe we'll get two more listeners.
Maybe we'll get people listening to us. But I think this is a thing that everybody can relate to. Like, do you get the expensive toy on vacation? You know?
I think if it's a special occasion and a true vacation, yes. So when we went to Disneyland for Catherine's 5th birthday,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a time for expensive splurging. But we literally go to Orlando on a shoestring budget, get in everywhere for free, and try to not spend any money while we're there.
Okay, so then here's my counter argument. We're not spending very much money. Also, it is 2 weeks before my birthday. I've actually been trying to get people to give me an early birthday present of Disney gift cards so that I can buy myself a droid. I want a robot. I want a droid robot. Oh, I want it to chirp at me and be like, make BB noises.
Scott, you want a droid from Disneyland, Disney World? You sure?
He doesn't want a robot. I want
He's
a robot.
Jelly, we're going to Star Wars Land.
Galaxy's Edge. It's going to be sweet.
It wasn't on the agenda originally. Sorry, honey.
It wasn't. We thought it was going to be too busy, and it had blackout dates. But now the blackout dates are lifted, and it turns out that the land is failing spectacularly.
So, awesome.
So we get to go there and have it not be super busy. It's really not doing as well as I thought it was going to do.
I might get Scott a droid. I don't know. I feel like he kind of needs one.
Scott gets to get a droid, but everybody is like trying to talk me out of it. One, $100 is like...
Well, if you and I both get droids, then we can ship them home for $6.
It's not like... Yeah, it's, I guess
like
that's
we did our Edna mode purses.
That was really fun. Yeah.
And I did ship shit home from California, too. When Catherine had a meltdown in It's a Small World, and I had to buy her shit to shut her up.
But I also kind of want to carry it around with me in the park a little because they chirp at each other and they chirp at, like, okay, so if you...
You have to leave room in your carry-on for that.
And I asked Julie if she'd mail it to me. What are you shaking your head about?
You're going to trust USPS with your droid? I mean, I trust Disney packaging my droid and sending it media mail, but...
You can't send it media mail. It's not a book.
It's true. But they do send it slow as molasses.
Yeah, they send it, like, on donkey backs.
Yeah.
I would like to send it donkey.
I would like third-class mail, please.
Donkey Express.
Not media mail, but not necessarily postcard mail.
Yeah. Donkey Express.
Anyway, so you're going to be busy tomorrow night? So we might have to make this a little short.
Yeah, so tomorrow's a half day of school. And one of my students texted me the other day and said, hey, it's a half day of school. Can I move my appointment up to like 11:30 or noon? And I said, yeah, you can come at noon. And then I had like three other students ask to see me tomorrow. So I have my normal group of students from 3:15 to 9:30. And I have three more students.
Extra.
Like, yeah. So my normal Wednesday is long anyway. My normal Wednesday is 6 hours.
Well, there's your
BB-8
money right there. Three extra students tomorrow.
That's right. There it is.
There you go.
Three extras.
Whoop, there it is.
And if...
Yeah.
But like my parents are
1995.
Acting...
1995.
My parents are acting like I want to buy a $500 droid. You know, they're acting like I am the most ludicrous person, as if I didn't just spend $150 on shoes that they don't know about.
They
but
don't know that.
They don't know that, but they're just acting like the 100.
At least it wasn't one pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
which we've also done.
Right. I have done that. I also...
Which those are not coming with us because they aren't that comfortable.
No, they're not walk all day comfortable. They're You know that when you smack yourself like that, everyone can hear it. You having fun?
Shooting up.
We both got our flu shots.
I did. My arm really hurts.
Mine really hurt. Oh, and then I messaged a bunch of people on Snapchat being like, I'm really tired and sore. Because the day after I got it, I was like, why can I not get out of bed? Like, I just feel exhausted and my body hurts. And I said, it feels like I got hit by a mallet. And a friend in a group conversation, in a group text, but on Snapchat, a group snap, was like, that's a myth. That's not activated flu. You can't get the flu from the flu shot. And I was like, that's not what I said. I said I was sore and tired. And she just kept on challenging me about it. It was really embarrassing because it wasn't just between us. It was in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like not what I said. And I said, and then I said, I always get sore when I get shots because I do. I said, I'm a sensitive soul. That's what I said. Or I said, I'm a softy. I'm a sensitive softy. I said something like that. And she gave me back, again in the group chat so that everybody could see it, a judgy stare snap where she's like looking down her nose at me. I know. It was really shitty.
Did you send back a middle finger snap?
I should have been like, fuck you.
Jog on.
It was so rude.
You know, Simon Pegg.
It was so rude. So rude.
Ooh, Disney World cheese lover snacks.
Oh, man. That's only 8 minutes. Okay, so after we wrap up this episode, we're going to watch that, and then I'm going home. That's how this night's going to go. I didn't really have a ton on my list. I actually already covered all of my list.
Yeah,
I made it real fast.
Want to do a little Atlanta check-in, so that was fun.
I lost the thing for internet thing of the week. Vamp, Marshall!
You lost it? What do you mean you lost it? Oh, I saw one. I'll let you search for that. I saw another one. It was your five love languages, as according to Target. If your love language is gifts, here is the thing I bought you at Target. If your love language is quality time, would you like to go shopping with me at Target? If your love language is service, what was it? It was all Target based. Now I'm upset I can't remember the service one. If your love language is touch, isn't pushing this cart at Target grand? My coworker was like, no. Isn't this soft, fluffy blanket at Target amazing? Like, that should be your touch one.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Caressing a soft, fluffy blanket at Target. So that was funny. I felt, I didn't feel personally attacked, but I felt that one hard. I'm going to post it somewhere. You lost it, didn't you? How did you lose it? I thought you screenshotted it.
I forgot to screenshot it because I'd seen it multiple times.
I forget now.
It was about the whiskey pods.
Oh, the whiskey pods. So
Glenlivet. Nailed it.
Released at some sort of cocktail. It's like a car show for cocktails. You know, it's like the Detroit Auto Show, but for cocktails over in Europe. They were like whiskey pods. Like Tide Pods, but full of whiskey made from seaweed kelp, so yeah. It's edible
those are a thing that exists like for water,
right,
and they actually like made them recently colored for old people so that old people would like
not eat their real Tide Pods.
No, that so people, old people who get dehydrated, uh-huh, will think they're like with Alzheimer's.
Oh, it's candy or something.
So, yeah.
Oh, we should get that for Frank. So of course, Ralph Garman was pissed because whiskey belongs in one thing, and that is a glass, not a Tide Pod. And Eddie Pence was like, oh my God, it's a goddamn Jell-O shot. And I was like, yes, I want more of that. Portable Jell-O shots? Fuck yeah. Think of all the plastic we'll save if we can make Tide Pod Jell-O shots. So Maggie found a meme, and it was, she takes a whiskey pod,
she takes a vodka pod, she takes a something pod, she takes a cider pod.
Yeah.
She takes a pod to remind us of the good tide.
You take a pod that reminds us of the bad tide. So, if you didn't notice that song that was tub thumping, and it was making fun of the pods.
Yep.
Which we all thought was very timely because this is hot, hot, hot news off the presses this weekend.
Yeah, we thought that was very funny. All right, and then I have one more.
Okay, one more.
One more internet thing of the week. So you guys get three internet things this week.
What?
Anytime you feel bad about yourself, just remember the devil literally went down to Georgia to steal a soul and ended up losing a fiddle contest instead. What a fucking loser. So just remember that.
All right. I like these. Sometimes I like these shorties.
Yeah.
They're nice and sweet.
It is.
Listen to us on your way to work.
Like a sweet little kiss. Like a little.
Mwah. Just enough Maggie and Shannon for your morning commute.
That's right.
Hey.
All right. Find us everywhere and say hi. And then also say hi to me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 213. I knew that. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.